Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 69 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And it's a how-to this week. Kelvin has locked himself into a sealed room and brain dumped, and this week it's all about getting trusted links. Coming up on Internet Marketing.
Before I start off this week's episode of the Internet Marketing Podcast, I have a bit of a favour to ask. I'll give you a little bit more details about this at the end of the show. But I've been working on a top secret project over the last couple of months and weeks, and I'm looking for some volunteers of people who'd be able to give me some advice and feedback and generally give me their view on what they think of what I've been up to. Now, I can't reveal too much detail about this yet until a couple of weeks' time when we launch formally. But in the meantime, I'd love a few people to volunteer and let me know what they think. Now, if you've got a bit of time and you'd like to help us out on this front, I'd really appreciate it. If you could drop me an email to Kelvin, so that's kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com, and put volunteer in the subject line and I'll get back to you with the details. Thanks. In our how-to sessions of the podcast, we really want to try and give you some actionable, hands-on things you can go out and do that will really help your marketing online. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about getting trusted links. So, in Google's eyes, they look at who is linking to your site, and that helps determine where you're ranking. So, if you have trusted links, you will do better than someone who doesn't have trusted links. And trust is kind of an ambiguous term, but it kind of means, been around for a long period of time or lots of people linked to it and all that kind of thing. You're kind of familiar with the concept of trust in SEO. Now, earlier this week on Monday, I delivered a session at SMX Advanced London, Search Marketing Expo, talking about link building. And I was on a panel with a number of experts talking about link building outside the box. And the topic I covered, which I'm also going to touch on and talk about today, was 17 ways to get links from academic and government websites. Now, I'll start off by saying, just because a website is on a .gov or a .gov.uk or on a .edu or a .ac.uk doesn't in its own right make that a trusted link or a trusted website. However, it's a really, really good shortcut. I know that 99% of the government sites in the UK are treated as trusted sites by Google. I know the same for the academic websites as well. So if I've now been able to identify a group of people potentially who would, you'd want to target as a link building. And by narrowing that down, I'm able to think of tactics that will appeal uniquely to the people that are in those kind of organisations. So I'll start off with the academic ones because they're a little bit easier, and then move on to some of the government ones, which are a little bit harder and there's less options there, mainly because the government don't really seem to want to endorse commercial organisations in the same way as a university would. So my first tip is to advertise a job to get links from a university site. All the major universities have career services, and career services job is to help the graduates and the current students of the university get paid work in the commercial marketplace. Now, it is in their interest to be linking to jobs that appear. So if you have a job which is at all applicable for graduates or students, you should be going to your local universities, contacting their careers department and getting listed. Now, it's really good because you get great applicants anyway. And we've got, you know, some of our best recruits we've taken on here at Site Visibility have been off the back of these kind of relationships with universities. But it's good as well, because when you've got your description about your website, you can say, see more details on our website, and you've got a link through there. Now, that's a perfect link. It's going to be on a page of content talking about your company. So it should contain most of your main keywords that you're after there as well. And it's going to be on a trusted website as well. So that's a quick and easy way. Next up is to sponsor an event at the university or taking place at the union and the like there. That could be maybe there's a ball going on and you could sponsor it, or maybe it's a kind of jobs fair that's going on or something like that. There's hundreds of events that take place on a yearly basis at every university, and there'll probably be two or three universities within a 50-60 miles of you. So there's quite a lot of potential events there you can get involved with. Again, with all this link building, you're not going to want to do it just to get the link. You're going to need to get some other benefit out of it as well. But if you bear in mind the link you're going to get out of it, it might make sense to spend the money in a way that, you know, otherwise you might have been a bit reticent to spend some money sponsoring there as well. Another option with universities is to participate in a scheme. At Site Visibility, we've been quite heavily involved with Brighton University and their knowledge transfer program that they have. And as part of this scheme, we've been very, very lucky. We've been able to get a member of a student from the body there, who is now a full-time member of staff here, who is working with us on our knowledge transfer and, you know, best practice and going for various accreditations and the like there. But the university, you know, part funded that with the government as well. And they also supported us in the process of going through that. So we benefited quite a lot from that as a business. But additionally, we're now a case study on, you know, the area of their site that talks about KTP. We're there, Site Visibility, with our, examples of where we were involved with a link through to our website. So look at the various schemes that the university might be running and see if you can participate there. Another one, probably not a very serious one, but is potentially a way you can get links from academic websites, is to get boycotted. Now, I went to Sussex University in Brighton, which has a reputation for banning just about everything. So some of them are, you know, quite legitimate, like banning Nestle and, you know, and the like. Some are a little bit more ambiguous, like they've banned the Daily Mail. I'm not a big fan of their editorial policy, but I think banning papers is not that, free speech and all that kind of thing is not probably one of the best approaches to take as a liberal university there. But, you know, all those people have been boycotted. It's been mentioned on their site. And if you kind of have been boycotted and you then, you know, respond to it, no doubt you'll get links through off the back of that. It's the kind of good old adage, there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know, I wouldn't seek to be boycotted there, but if you know that you're on the vote there, that you might be boycotted, worth kind of indulging that there to a certain extent. Another one that probably is a little bit more realistic is becoming a case study. Now, most of the major universities have business studies classes of some shape or form, or MBAs or whatever it is that they do at their respective universities where they talk about business. Now, one of our clients, some of their best links they have to their site are off the back of the fact that they've been featured in a number of university case studies. So they to bring the business courses to life, they need to talk about real businesses and what they're doing. Now, they really like to use case studies in this way. So in the same way you might do a testimonial for a commercial site to get a link, these case studies can be a great way of getting coverage on university websites, particularly the business departments. And having said that, some of the business departments are some of the strongest areas of the site generally, because they're, you know, business schools are very clever at producing content online because they know that that's how they can attract people to their courses. So yeah, think about becoming a case study. Volunteer for these kind of things. They'd always love it. So if you can say, oh, you know, you've gone for a particular challenge or you're trying to solve a particular issue, would you be interested in doing a case study on us? I think most universities would bite your hands off there. Then going back to the career side of things, you can give a careers talk. I know we've got one planned at Brighton University at the moment, where my colleague Helen, who you've heard on the podcast before, no doubt, is going along to give a careers talk there. I've done, similar in the past. And for any company, even if you're, say you're an agency and you're working on behalf of another company, you can arrange these kind of careers talks because there's a huge challenge out there for graduates at the moment in the UK, US, and I think probably around the rest of the world to get jobs at the moment. So they need all the help and support they can get. So if you can provide a 2-hour talk on getting into your industry, not only are you going to potentially find some really good graduates off the back of that as well, that's going to be publicised and featured on the university website. And if it's publicising you, there's a very good chance you'll be able to get a link off the back of that as well. Now, you can often give the university some press, and this can work quite well. So every university has quite a substantial press team and department that deal with all the mentions of them in kind of newspapers and the like. So if they're producing scientific reports, they keep an eye on where they're being mentioned in the national press. They, you know, feature studies that they're doing being featured in Nature and all that kind of thing there. So if there's anything that you can do to promote these kind of things that their research departments are doing, you'll probably get a link back from their press department. So to give you an example, a couple of years ago, in Brighton University had a guest lecturer coming in who'd written a book about why Google was making the world stupid, basically, because you could search and find for it. No one had to remember everything, and that made it stupid. Now, there were loads of opportunities for this speaker to kind of follow up and question them in advance, these kind of things. And the press department there were featuring the people who were mentioning them in advance. So, again, very good, inventive way to get links from academic websites. And the other benefit is as well that that'll be adding really good content to your site that will appeal to your current audience. Number 8 on my list of academic ways of getting links is to become a guest lecturer. I've been fortunate enough, and I'm using Site Visibility a lot here as examples, mainly because sometimes it's a little bit awkward to talk about client case studies without revealing too much on the client's behalf. So apologies there on that side of thing. But we've used a lot of these tactics ourselves to try and do better in search results as well. Is to become a guest lecturer. I was very, very lucky to be invited by a friend of mine to speak at the Institute of Development Studies at the University of Sussex about using Twitter as a marketing tool. Now, in any business sector, there's going to be potentially some areas you could become a guest lecturer in. Now, you know, in an ideal world, these opportunities would present themselves to you, but that's not always the way it will come about. So don't be afraid of volunteering for stuff. If I've learned one lesson in my life, that you get a lot if you're prepared to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Do put yourself forward and volunteer for things. So offer to become a guest lecturer at university because they'll probably, you know, take you up on that. And then when they promote and feature that event on their website, in their events area of their, you know, of their intranet, that will involve links back to your site. Now, another thing to do is we always recommend when doing link building to consider doing some blogger outreach of some shape or form, whereby you build relationships and share content and collaborate with bloggers in your industry and sector. There are, and there will be, academic bloggers. So people who are writing on areas of the university website, they are academics studying your area of business who are going to be covering you. Now, you'll need to take a very similar approach to how you would with normal blogger outreach. So not just fly by and sending them an email without spending any time to research their site. Read it and actually understand what it's about. Also, you need to contact them on the right terms. So once you've spent a couple of weeks reading their content, don't then send them a very stilted business language letter if they blog very informally. But similarly, if they're very professional in the way that they write, you can't get away with a kind of text speak letter to them as well. And then just kind of act like a real person. Consider using the phone. And that's one of the top tips I can give you in any type of link building is most people are suspicious of email and get too much of it. Phone calls, if you can actually have a conversation with someone, they might be a lot more likely to follow up on your request because they've built a connection with you off the back of that as well. And then my final tip for getting links from academic.edus or .ac.uk websites in the UK and the States, and this would apply wherever you are in the world, is to offer a student or staff discount. Very often union websites, which aren't always hosted on the .ac.uk, but many are, will list the companies and organisations which provide a discount to their members. Now, you know, this will only work if you're the kind of company that sells, potentially sells to students. So like for site visibility, that wouldn't be relevant. There's not many students who need search marketing strategies or need a pay-per-click campaign set up or need to do some social media marketing. But if you're a shop, if you're a, you know, hotels are a great one actually, because quite often universities will list hotels that visitors can come and stay in there if they're attending a conference or they're coming on an open day. You know, all of these things, if you offer a discount, they'll then link through to you. So that's university side of things. Now to move on to some of the government sites. First one's a bit of a joke, but it will work. And that is Stand for Parliament. In the UK, when putting together this presentation for SMX, I spent some time looking at government websites and looking at to the sites they linked to and looked at a number of different sites. One thing that was interesting was that a lot of them linked out to political parties, because when listing the people who were standing for election, they would list their website. Now, the general election's just gone by in the UK, and you know there might not be an opportunity to stand for Parliament anytime soon, but there are opportunities there if you're so inclined to use that as part of a bigger campaign that you're doing, that maybe you could stand for Parliament and you'd be able to get a few links off the back of that. Also, there's a lot of local business directories on government websites that people don't necessarily realise are there. Now, I won't go into the details of the ones that I know about in the UK, because I don't want them to get inundated with websites. But have a look for business directories on government websites. Now, a top tip here that I've not included, but you can do, is you go into Google and hit write site, so S-I-T-E colon dot ac.uk. You would only get websites that are on academic sites. So if you did the same for site colon .gov.uk, and then put in space business directory, that would show you business directories which are only on UK government websites. And you can do that in lots of inventive ways once you know that you can restrict the search results just to certain types of websites. When I was looking at the outbound links from government websites, there were a lot where small local events were listed. So lots of government websites have event diaries. So potentially, now, this isn't one that we've done, but I know that Site Visibility, we're involved with the Brighton SEO meetups, where we get lots of people together from across the area to talk about SEO. We put those events on. Doesn't really cost us much more than a few quid to hire a room for a couple of hours, maybe put a little bit of money behind the bar. Not that expensive. Now, if you could do similar kind of events like this that appeal to the general community, you'd definitely get links off the back of that as well. The next sort of three are all very similar. So that's about setting up separate websites. Now, what I'll say here is that in link building, in an ideal world, you're always building links to your own website. But in some situations, you might need to create new websites build links to that, which in turn link to you. Now, in most situations, people make the mistake where they have too many websites. So they have one for information, one for e-commerce, one that's not very different at all that they've got. So for most people, I recommend only have one website. That's the best way to do in your SEO. But once you get to a certain scale and your site is so commercial in focus, it might be difficult to build links to that site. In some circumstances, I would then suggest these tactics where you build satellite sites. But just to say in general, you're probably better off with one site rather than two or three. But these are slightly different. So you could set up a charity website. Now, we've talked a lot on the podcast in the past, particularly a couple of years ago, about CSR and, you know, corporate social responsibility. Now, I think it's a commitment of any organisation in this day and age to try and be as sustainable as possible and give as much back to the community as they can. Now, if you're already doing that, there's an argument that perhaps you should set up a foundation or charity that's somewhat separate to your business. Now, if you're considering doing that for general marketing reasons, you can benefit from that from a link building perspective. So government sites will link out to local charities. So if you're doing it for all the right reasons anyway, consider approaching government sites about linking to that charity. And of course, on your charity website, you're going to mention yourself and link back to you. So you will benefit by that one step removed there, because you're only as good as your best link. So if you can improve the quality of the people linking to you, you will indirectly benefit from that. It's the same for a community website. So you'll find, say you're in, you know, Inverness, so it's inverness.gov.uk. They will link to inverness.co.uk, which is the website about the local community that has events that are going on, has a forum, has a classified section. So if it's suitable, and it won't work for everyone, consider setting up a community website that would work in the same way there. And finally, a job website. Now, one of the few commercial websites that government websites ever link out to is job websites. Now, I'm very fortunate that at Site and Visibility, we've worked on a lot of job boards, which means we've been able to get a lot of government links because they like to link out to job boards. But if there isn't a specialist job board for your sector or industry, consider setting one up, because you'll benefit from that anyway. But if you're thinking about doing that, you'll be able to get links to it from a government site. And now my final tip from to get links from government sites is to consider starting a campaign of some shape or form. Now, this could be something political, but bear in mind, if it's political, you know, sometimes government websites want to seem a little bit apolitical, so they might not want to get behind that. But if it's something that's very positive, so it's, you know, you want to start a campaign to improve, you know, the state of littering in a particular town centre, and you get behind that, you set up that campaign to stop littering in Brighton town centre or whatever it is that you're doing. Campaigns can be a great way to get attention on this. So for a lot of these tactics, involves doing additional work that isn't really traditional link building. But if you're considering doing these anyway for a branding or a kind of perception, you know, based marketing, you can definitely get link building methods, benefit from them. So what I would suggest is don't do these if it doesn't make any sense otherwise. But if it does, and they've already been kind of on your to-do list loitering around at the bottom there, but you've been scared because you're not sure whether you'll get the return on investment, understanding and appreciating that this will be able to deliver links to your website will hopefully give you that little nudge that you need to get started on it. Now, in terms of a bit of news for you guys, I've been working on a bit of a top secret project over the last couple of weeks that I can't tell you too much about at the moment, but we will reveal in a couple of weeks' time. But as part of this project, I need a few willing volunteers to offer their feedback and the like. I can't tell you too much more without giving away the secret. But what I would say is, if you've got a little bit of time on your hands and would really like to help us out on the podcast because you enjoy the show, can you drop me an email to Kelvin, so that's K-E-L-V-I-N, dot Newman, so that's N-E-W-M-A-N, at sitevisibility.com. So that's site spelled S-I-T-E. So that's Kelvin.Newman at sitevisibility.com. And if you could put in the subject line volunteer, I'll send you back the top secret projects that I'm working on and ask a little bit on your feedback there. That'd be absolutely brilliant if you could help me out on that. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.